Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who miss the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Pop it.
Is that what that is?
Pop it.
There's only one man that can make popcorn sound sexy. And when they walk, that's
Jerry Brown.
Nothing he couldn't make sexy. You got to have a mother for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Good go. Hit me.
Remember that on America's Got Talent, that skinny girl that was all shy and
she did Janis.
And she starts singing and she did Joplin and she did Jackson, James Brown and all that stuff. And it was like incredible. Wow.
And she was into it too.
Yeah, she was like good. Totally. And then she'd stop and she was all like, is that okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everybody in the room. I got my buddy Steve Silva.
Hi-de-ho.
Producer Zach and assistant Genesis. Now. And, of course, I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And, as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning.
And thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. Come on, people, we need to have this happen. Everybody that's recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
Absolutely. You know what, guys? We have 500-plus followers now on Facebook, so thank you so much.
500 people dedicated, are following us?
500 dedicated people.
That's a crowd.
Are following us, so that is great. Very, very happy about that. And not necessarily next week, per se, because we're actually going to be dark next week. And we'll give another reminder later on at the end of the show. But for the 500th person, we actually have a special prize for them that we're going to do. So we'll announce that when we
come back.
Yeah. So, which is kind of cool. So we got a busy show for you guys today, of course. The theme song today is Mother Popcorn by the great James Brown, because it's National Popcorn Day, which is Genesis' favorite day of the year, you know.
Yes.
And, of course, we'll be catching up. We'll be talking about the great Carol Channing. We got emails. We got a Michael Nesmith medley because he was our guest last week. We'll be talking about popcorn and where you want to be buried, the happiest countries in the world, and even a new pocket-sized cinema for you guys.
Ooh, I can hardly wait for that.
And don't forget to interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show. iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
Wow, guys, that was like really pro, that intro. We should like isolate that intro and just kind of keep going all the time, you know? Yeah. Replay that. Well, of course, as always, we need to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we cannot do this show for all of you out there, all those 500-plus, because they've been with us since day one.
That's right, Sean. Even though the holidays are over, I'm sure many of you got gift cards. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon, which is the best place to get all of your items.
And all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time when you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
And not only can you get your shopping done without big crowds, that there are some great products on Amazon for this Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh, yes it is.
Yes, almost said holiday.
Just a few weeks. How about that?
I know.
Yeah. Well, there's one little item here Amazon has. It's really cute. It comes in a little white and pink container. It kind of looks like a cupcake with a pink ribbon on top of it. And what's inside are socks.
Oh, cool.
And on these pink socks, it says on one foot, if you could read this, and the other foot, bring me some wine. Amazon, they have everything.
Is that a hint, Steve, of what you want for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
You know I would wear those.
Well, if you're going to do all of your shopping online, remember to use our Amazon banner and get the job done. Remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
And, all right. And that was fun.
Yeah. And, of course, guys, as always, please remember to follow MNBRHOF. This is so that Switchboarder Laura can let us know when to start voting for these guys and everything. Wow, that just ended abruptly. That was kind of interesting.
It did.
Wow. Okay. James Brown. 2, 3, out. And then he's done. Okay. Yeah.
He's all out. Out.
Out. Exactly. Anyway, so Mark and Brian, RHOF or MNBRHOF, please follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That way when Switchboarder Laura does go out and let us know what to do, everybody's all communication with her, and let's get these guys into the Radio Hall of Fame. All right. Oh, last sponsor we got here, you know, New Year, everybody got a whole bunch of Christmas presents this past New Year and everything like that. And, of course, some people, I'm sure, got musical instruments as well, whether it be a guitar, piano, maybe even a bass. And or maybe you got your son or your daughter a guitar or bass.
It's all about that bass.
Yeah.
That bass.
Or maybe piano or a new keyboard. And all you need now is a good music instructor.
Well, if that's the case, then you need to call VPR Studios.
Yeah, you do.
They have been around since 1997 and serve the city of Cypress and surrounding communities. Their instructor teaches the language of music to all ages, from beginners to moderate players. Even old guys like me that have always wanted to learn.
So there's nothing like having private instruction on an instrument. Besides enjoyment, music contributes to the development of imagination, creativity, positive self-concept, achievement, self-discipline, and positive social skills. This is something where a good instructor can really help you.
So if you'd like to learn to play guitar, piano, or even bass guitar, call VPR Studios at 562-310-2753 or email them at vpr_studios@yahoo.com to schedule your first lesson. VPR Studios, magical moments start with music and start creating your own magic. Oh, there you go, guys. There's our sponsors. Get that out of the way. Thank you, Zach. I like that. I just like the way it was that you did the old man voice or whatever, and just like, oh, that's kind of cute. Okay, I'm going to be serious now. It's like, segue.
Did somebody call me cute? My real voice. What do you mean?
Well, let's catch up with everybody real quick. How's your week, Steve? All right, Genesis, yeah. How was your week?
Some friends and I spent most of the week, like...
Up there.
Up there.
In the Rockies.
It's beautiful. I feel great.
That's good. Well, let's leave it at that.
Wait,
Genesis.
I missed it. You went where? Oh.
Somewhere fun.
How was my week? It was good. Yesterday, I went to this really cool movie theater, and I just found out the name because I know I was going to tell you guys.
Yeah.
It's called CGV Cinemas in Buena Park, and it's actually a Korean movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they have...
So they have three subtitles, or...?
No, I guess, okay. Like, you have to, like, when you... Well, they do have subtitles.
Oh, okay.
So they have Korean, like, films that have English subtitles.
Oh,
or
wow.
English movies will have Korean subtitles. But the one I went to didn't have subtitles. I guess, like, you have to just look at the times of when they're playing anything. Uh-huh. And it was probably one of the, like, best movie theaters I've ever gone to. And it was a 4D movie. And I went to go watch Glass with my brothers.
Oh, cool.
So, like, whenever they were outside, you, like, felt wind. And it was very interactive. And it was really cool. So... That was, like, probably the best part of my week.
Were all the signs on the walls in Korean?
No.
Oh, really?
Did they have
those? I mean, they had some, but, like, it wasn't, like, overwhelming. And then they also had, like, a really good variety of popcorn. Speaking of popcorn.
Uh-huh.
National Popcorn Day.
Speaking of.
Yeah, they had like ranch flavor cheddar kettle. And
oh,
like,
the powder stuff?
Oh. No. Oh. The popcorn already came with it. Like, they had 8 different flavors, and you can get a bucket and do half and half of the flavors that you wanted. And it was even that expensive. I got like a big bucket of it for like $8. And
that's not bad.
No, it was
a steal.
Yeah, it was super cheap. Like,
wow. Was there booze?
The movie theater, the tickets themselves are expensive, but
because the type of theater it is, because it was like what, a 4D effect.
Yeah, yeah, and it was like small. Yeah. The seats were comfortable, all that. But the food itself was like really affordable. Like, it's
cool.
Like, yeah.
Did they have booze?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Sweet. Oh, we got to check it out then.
No, you guys need to go. I feel like I'm never going to want to go to like AMC or anything else like this
ever again.
And this place is located here in Buena Park at a like Korean like shopping mall.
Oh, wow.
And so they have like ramen outside and a bunch of stuff.
Where,
and,
what's the cross street?
Orange Thorpe and Buena Park.
Buena Park Street?
I was thinking the Beach Boulevard and Orange Thorpe. It's like right there in the corner. They just
built
that
thing.
Oh, not
too far from here then.
Yeah, no. It's, wow. Yeah, so super
Do they have an old fart discount?
Maybe.
All right.
Depends how well you fart.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
That was a really cool experience. Cool. What about Zach, you, Zach? Yeah.
I had a little death in the family. It was my aunt from back east. She passed away on Sunday night. It was really hard for all of us, but I'm doing okay.
She used to listen to the show. Though,
yeah, she did. Yeah, I got when I was up there last.
We
night,
lost a listener.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she. When I was up there, I introduced her to the whole world of podcasts. She never even heard of it before, and she listened. She listened to us. You know, even when I came back from visiting last time, and like I said, she battled cancer for about a good four or five years, and yeah, she's in a better place now. Love you, Aunt Jana. But on a brighter note, I went to the movies too.
Oh, what'd you see?
I know the only human being that's in this room that's going to know what this is, the Dragon Ball Super movie. And
we know what
Dragon Ball
is. Well,
Zeus.
No, I'm like, but you didn't know there was like a movie in theaters right now. No.
I could care less.
Was it truly the manga?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. You could care less. But
yeah,
no, it was
not
it was
that
great.
Big of a
it was,
nerd.
You don't say that. But it was so much
I'm a nerd. I openly admit I'm a nerd because I'm a huge Star Wars geek and everything and Batman fan or whatever. I'm just not that.
Well, yeah, it's for me and I speak for a lot of men my generation. Dragon Ball Z was like such a huge thing in the 90s and 2000s, especially when it got dubbed in English, and it's just become a big phenomenon. What was really interesting too, most people don't realize this, is that it was more popular in Mexico than it was in the United States.
I grew up with a bunch of little Mexicans being into it.
Yeah, and that's and what's funny is when I went to the theater
Her family
too.
Family is Latino.
I went with a friend, and it was funny. Almost every single person there was a Hispanic male that looked like about my age in the theater. Wow. And that's why I just thought it was funny. I got a lot of friends too that grew up watching it just like me, and it was so much fun. It was the first time I've ever seen a movie like that in the theater. So that was a special treat for me.
Cool. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
For all the old men my age who only watch anime for one reason. Was there any...
Does it rhyme with fenfi?
Fan service in it?
No.
Brown
there
chicken,
was not.
Brown cow.
Not at all? Not even... Oh.
No, it was no none of that. Wow! None of that, Steve.
There's an echo.
Okay. Well, I won't be spending $10 to go see it then.
Yeah.
No, exactly. You won't. Oh my God. That was a showstopper.
Showtopper.
That was one right there.
Who taught me how to spoke?
Or run the board?
Oh shit! You're mean. Take that.
That was good.
Oh.
What about you, Sean? How was your week?
Check my nose. I think it's bleeding.
How can you tell?
Oh, I know it is for sure now.
I had a busy week. I had a real busy week. I actually tonight I'll be performing at a friend's birthday party at the Gas Lamp.
Oh,
so it's gonna be a jam session.
The one in Long Beach?
Yeah, the one in Long Beach. So I'll be there tonight. Then later on today, actually, I'm going to be catching up with our friend Marty Ross of the New Monkees, because come February, they're going to be performing at the Pig and Whistle in Hollywood. I guess we could kind of technically say this is going to be their first show that they've ever done in 30 years. Even though there's concert footage of them performing, it was mm-hmm. only done for the TV show. They never had a chance to go out and, mm-hmm. and perform publicly. So this is the first legitimate concert, and I'll be running sound for them. So Marty and I are going to get together later on today.
Exciting.
Yeah, and go check out the Pig and Whistle, and so we know what equipment to take down and everything.
The Pig and Whistle.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting. Yeah, I got stuck there too.
And here's the cool thing, though. Excuse me, is that they posted it up on Facebook, and it sold out in 3 days.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, they.
So
have
if
food.
I wanted to see it, I would have to be your assistant.
You, that too. Yes, exactly. So and no, and then I had a buddy of mine, Rodney, call me up. You know, I don't know if you know Rodney or not. He does karaoke.
Yeah, I knew Rodney.
Okay.
And Patsy.
No. The other Rodney.
Oh.
Latino Rodney.
Vaguely.
Okay. Okay. He was kind of like the same thing. Because if it wasn't Rodney and Patsy, it was this Rodney that we would go see.
Well, I know. I've seen him. Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, he is feeling a little bit under the weather. So he calls me Wednesday and Thursday and asks if I could fill in.
Oh, that's what that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fill in for him and be a karaoke, you know, host for that evening and everything, so got to do the starting gate.
I didn't get the Facebook post until the next day.
Ah, got it. So I did the starting gate Wednesday night, and then got to do Chaser's Lounge in Orange on Thursday night. And boy, those people sang from like the time I started at 9 o'clock till, you know,
right,
last
through.
Call. Yeah, it was great. It was a great crowd of people. So
that's cool.
So I had a lot of fun. So that was my week.
This Pig and Whistle place looks so cute.
It's kind of cool. It's right, I think, on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset or...
Hollywood.
Hollywood Boulevard, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a landmark, and it's been there since 1923.
Yeah, so,
Judy Garland used to go there, and her favorite drink was the black tea and vodka.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. does.
I think I know what... I guess Marty and I will be having some tea then. Well, you know, speaking of Judy Garland and legends, we actually lost a legend this past week, you know.
Oh, we did.
And we're starting to lose them fairly quickly, you know, kind of thing. You know, we lost Daryl Dragon recently, you know, from Captain and Tennille.
Mm-hmm.
And, which was, you know, a pretty big deal back in the 70s. Of course, Genesis had no idea who they were. And, of course, probably has no idea who Carol Channing is.
No.
Don't care.
No, it's not.
No. But Carol was basically a very famous Broadway actress who then, you know, switched over to movie and television and so forth, what have you. So I think we got a little something here from CBS News that where they talk about Carol.
Carol Channing died in California today, just 16 days shy of her 98th birthday.
Oh my Quitter. Gosh.
The actress did plenty on screen. She'll forever be identified with Broadway. And two words, hello, Dolly. Here's Jim Axelrod.
Hello, Harry.
When you perform a role more than 5,000 times, people may forget you ever did anything else.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And though Carol Channing had other songs,
I'm a jazz baby,
and other roles, like the Oscar-nominated one in Thoroughly Modern Millie, and was even the first celebrity headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show. It was
that.
Hello, Dolly
that
made her Carol Channing.
Hello.
First playing the matchmaker Dolly Levi in 1964, Channing never missed a performance, even while dealing with ovarian cancer.
I kept doing the shows for selfish reasons. You don't know why you're out there. You feel nothing. You feel no pain.
Born in 1921 in Seattle, the daughter of a newspaper editor, Channing knew by 7 she wanted to star on stage. And while she'd know some disappointment,
I wanna hold
like when Barbara Streisand played Dolly in the movies.
I was coming from London to New York on the plane when they showed Hello, Dolly. So I got kind of airsick.
Channing lived her childhood dream. 55 years ago tomorrow, she made her Broadway debut as Dolly. More than half a century later, she still has plenty of fans mourning that this Dolly has sadly and finally gone away at 97. Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.
What a legend, though. She is.
She is like one of the top legends ever.
On Broadway, you know.
I mean, just in general, just people that you look at and go, wow, how did she do what she did?
Did, yeah.
And as well as she did, and have that, I don't know, that fire, that love and fire she had with the audience and camera and everything. She just, that's where she was who she was.
Was, yeah, exactly. And there was just definitely that passion there about her.
Yeah.
And it's what's funny, too, though, is that, you know, there's certain people that are like that. And where I don't know why, and I don't look for the explanation on it, though, but where a lot of male impersonators will impersonate her, though.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, when I first started working at Knott's Berry Farm, my roommate in my dressing room, he would imitate her as well, you know. And I remember him making dresses or whatever, like, he would run, like, at lunch, he would run over to the fabric store, come back with a couple of rolls of fabric and hot glue his dress together for the performance that night. I've never seen a man so talented, you know, and, you know, sit and do his Carol Channing impression. And I'm like, you know, it's like her, Judy Garland, you know, or whatever that male performers are always doing and everything, you know. And it's just so funny that I think she was like the go-to for that type of impression kind of thing. So much so that...
careful of that mic there.
Yeah. It's right in my face. So much so that even Whose Line Is It Anyway would reference her quite a bit also, you know, which is really funny. And I think we've got some bits on that.
Cut, 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 cut.
I think I was doing Carol Channing.
No, not at all.
These are from my own personal... I use these for impressions.
Yeah, let's hear one.
Yes, look, this is my...
Oh, it was like Carol Channing.
It's really sugary.
Carol Channing, we're president.
I never made love to that woman. I never had sexual affairs with her. Who the hell are you?
Bachelor number three.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak up.
Bachelor number three.
Yes, over here, I can hear you. Don't yell, for God's sake.
I enjoy moonlit walks, hiking underneath the bright sunny sky, and skiing. What would you do if we had 48 hours to just be free?
48 hours, that is a long time indeed, isn't it? Let me see. 48 hours.
He's pretending he's on a roller coaster. He's just sitting there bouncing there. Just pulling his face back.
And bachelor number three, you're Carol Channing on a roller coaster.
Close enough.
So good.
What do you do when you don't have sex? Ride a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was a good guess, Wade.
If celebrities had been the first people to walk on the moon.
Well, he's as dry and barren as I am.
Oh, my God.
I love a show the family can watch together and laugh at.
Playboy bunnies.
And special guest, Carol Channing.
Famous Hollywood roles as played by Carol Channing.
Oh, God, this is good.
I know what you're thinking. Did I fire seven shots or six? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this confusion, I've forgotten myself. So you have to ask yourself one question. You feel lucky. Who do you call?
Ryan Stiles is just amazing.
Oh, my God. I love that. So good. Yes. So good. But
It almost reminded me of, like, as if Robin Williams was doing that impression.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah. But, I mean, again, a living legend, you know, and so sad to see her go. But, you know.
Definitely.
Time comes around. 16 days from what, 97, 98, they said?
I think they said 98.
98. Good God.
Yeah,
man.
She would have turned 98 on the 31st.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, she was 5'9"?
Yeah,
she was tall.
She was a very tall lady.
Oh my gosh.
Very tall lady.
Very imposing figure up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She really, the audience really looked at her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well,
the blood rushed back to my head.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I think we've got some emails.
Some
letters. We get letters. We get letters almost every day. Every single day. Every day. Every day. Get some mail. Got some letters.
I love it with Mark.
Listener. Emails.
All right, what do we got, Steve?
Dear your weekly dose staff.
Oh, hey, that's us. Or is it just Genesis?
When I first heard you guys were a podcast dedicated to Mark and Brian, I thought, wow, what a bunch of morons. Boy, he was right about that.
And now?
Yeah. You guys can't beat Mark and Brian and do all the cool things they did.
It's a tribute.
Then I heard from some friends that Brian was going to be on your show. So I tuned in and listened. Wow, what a great interview. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
It really was, yeah. I then decided to listen to a few more shows, and now I'm hooked. You guys are doing a great job. Yes, I know, you are not Mark and Brian, but like Brian said, you guys are truly making their show your show, and you are truly carrying the torch. Listener cool. Cindy.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate that.
And now we have one from listener Doug.
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 Doug or Doug?
Doug.
Doug.
As in squirrel.
No, that's Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom. All right, this next email is from listener Doug. Doug. Dear Sean, Steve, and the rest of you guys at Your Weekly Dose, I normally listen to straight talk type of podcasts and usually stay away from the so-called comedy types of shows, but a friend of mine introduced me to you guys because they were a fan of Mark and Brian. I must say, you guys are not as funny as Mark and Brian, but you do have your moments.
That was like a backhanded compliment.
I know.
You guys suck, but keep it up. You guys are doing okay. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I chuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That was
we do too.
Listener Doug.
Good. Thanks, Doug.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Do you guys know what that's from?
Yeah.
Is it that cartoon?
Yeah, animation.
Up.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Hey, your Weekly Dose gang.
Hi.
My voice is like...
It went.
It's leaving.
Here, start over.
Okay. Hey, your Weekly Dose gang.
Hi.
What is up with doing a different song for every show?
John?
What?
Okay.
Why don't you guys have your own theme song? Oh, no, that's an idea. That's what most podcasters have, their own theme song. Also, why does your website go to Sean's website? Why don't you have your own?
Okay, well, that's a pretty simple answers there for both of those
questions. Listener Becky.
Becky, okay. So the first one she's asking, why do we do a different theme song kind of a thing? Okay, so for that, we based it on the podcast that Brian did with Jill Whelan. So every day they had a different song that they would play, which was their quote-unquote theme song. So for us, what we try to do is incorporate it either to something going on with the show or, you know, we always look at, you know, is it National Popcorn Day or whatever and relate it that way to it. So that's one reason why we have different theme songs. And not only that, it makes us different than everybody else out there. And so that way we don't have a typical theme song, you know. And so that way it makes us stand out. So that was also the other thought behind it. Why does it go to my website? Simple. It was cheaper. Simple as that.
And there you are.
And, yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that because for those of you who don't know, I'm actually. Thank you. I'm a musician. And yes, it goes to my music website. But we have a dedicated page strictly for the podcast itself. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's kind of passively aggressively promoting my music. But at the same token, the page is directly dedicated to the podcast itself. And I didn't realize that I already had that ability on my website as a musician. So I figured, why pay extra money when I'm already paying for it?
Cha-ching.
So, yeah, so just threw it on. So, but we were able to buy our own .com name and then just send it to that particular page. So there you go. Was that, who's
there you
listener?
Go.
Her name is Becky.
Listener Becky. Becky. There you go, Becky.
Listener Becky.
We're all about being financially responsible on the show.
Because yes, we make no money on this show at all whatsoever. Exactly. So
we have a no-budget production.
Exactly.
All right. And the last one I got is listener Margaret.
Margaret. Oh, hi, Margaret.
Dear Your Weekly Dose crew.
Hi, Peg.
I like that. Crew. It's Weekly Dose crew.
Crew with crew.
I must say that I mostly listen when you guys have guests on. Love the fact that you sometimes have past Mark and Brian family members as guests on your show.
Yeah.
Will you guys get more past Mark and Brian family members like Tito and Priva?
Yes, we will. Matter of fact, we're working on that. Actually, I sent an email actually to Priva last week. So hopefully we'll get an answer from her and have her husband, Eric, who used to write with Brian on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and reach out to Frank Sontag. We're going to try and reach out to Rita Wild. Gina Grad. Gina promised actually to come on the show, and we're waiting for her to come in the room, basically.
Yeah.
But she's done a couple of bits for us here and there. And, of course, Mark's been on the show. Brian's been on the show. And we're going to get them back on, too. Brian said he wanted to come back in the room. So we're trying
producer
to...
Producer Ted?
Yeah, Producer Ted, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the last 12 years of the show. And we had Mark Bonilla on. So, yeah, we're going to bring those people back, too.
It's a continuing process.
Yes, and keep adding more. But, yeah, Priva, we would love to get Priva on. I don't know how to get a hold of Tito. I would love to get Tito in here because he was definitely a big part of their show, too, as well. So, mm-hmm. But, yes, we will have more Mark and Brian... and Brian and Jill, which there weren't too many really family members on that show, but Mark in the Morning, absolutely, yeah, we'll get those people in. So yes, we will.
And that was listener emails.
Yay! Alrighty. Well, you know, last week we were very much blessed to have, another living legend on the show. it seems looking at me going, oh my God, yes. And want to say again a big thank you to Jody Ritson who set this up for us. We talked to the great Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, and you know Michael's not, of course, he's known for that, but known for so much more.
Oh yeah, he's had an entire career other than those few years.
You know, and it's interesting because if you look him up and look at all the things he's done, every decade it's like he's done something, either put out an album or mm-hmm. put out a television show or this or that or whatever. But of course most people associate him with the Monkees, of course, but he has, you look at his catalog
and wool hat.
Yeah, his catalog of just accomplishments, whether it be television or film or whatever, it's amazing to see what he's done. Mm-hmm. But there was a question that I asked him, and I don't know if he heard me correctly or not, but I wanted to know, of all the songs that he wrote during the Monkees, that songs that were put on the actual albums, which ones were his favorite? But of course, it's known that he's not a fan of the Monkees' music per se, you know. And I think a lot had to do with how things went down with him and Donnie Kirshner and everything and so forth. So, just to kind of say thank you for Mike for coming on the show, we threw together a medley of his music from strictly the Monkees albums themselves, mm-hmm. of songs. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this. So let's go ahead and I think hopefully Genesis will get a kick out of this too.
Mm-hmm. If it's anything like Elvis.
No heartaches, sorrows, no losses, lonely nights of waiting, finally won the happiness that's all rolled up in you. And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination, sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. I know that something very strange has happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubts you planted have started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you bring, know that I can't deny. And with your wings, I can
as we're going through these songs, I can totally hear why he and Rick Nelson are considered the fathers of country rock. Oh, this is my favorite song. Love this one.
All men must have someone who never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
What do you think so far, Genesis?
I like it.
It's cool. I mean,
it's very, it makes me feel like I want to just drive through America.
Really?
Yeah, it's like road trip music. I like it.
Oh, I never thought
like,
about that. That's cool.
Like windows down.
That's very astute.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a vision.
So you can almost say it's almost Americana then.
Yes, yes.
Never thought about that.
That's kind of cool. Very peppy.
I mean, each of these songs is just so good on its own. I mean, and we got to remember, during the Monkees, you had Carole King, Jerry Goffin, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond, Henry Nielsen, you know, writing these songs, also, you know, throwing in the mix, and then you got Michael Nesmith throwing in two or three songs. And they stand on their own.
They're playing at the Pig place, right?
That's the new Monkees.
Oh, the new ones. Got it.
Yeah.
They're just as cool as the old, though.
She's my sunny girlfriend and personality.
Oh, this is another good song.
You tell me that you've never been this way before. Tell me things I know that
I think Steve's going back in time.
I used the Wayback Machine.
Trippy, dude.
Yeah, this is a psychedelic one.
Hey, Steve, look at all the colors, man. Wow. It's a quadruple rainbow.
Now, most of these songs, though, came from the first four albums of the Monkees.
The first four, yeah.
So that already shows you how many he said. Ah, oh, this is another great one. This is like a big hit for him.
Hey, hey, mercy, woman plays a song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little louder. Tell me I can live without her if I only listen to the band. Listen to the band. Weren't they good that made me happy? I think I can make it alone.
Well, there you go, guys. A little bit of Papa Ness medley there for you. So, but I like your take though, Genesis. It's like I never thought of being Americana, and it does lean towards that as well.
You know, I like it.
Driving music. You know, if you want, what I'll do is I'll make you a CD of all those songs and some extra ones too and everything for you so you can...
And you can go driving around and listen to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Windows down.
There you go.
There we go.
I like that idea.
Road trip. Let's
go. That's kind of cool, though. Americana. I never thought about it that way before. Mm-hmm. That's neat. Well, cool. Well, you were talking about it earlier.
Popcorn.
Different flavors of popcorn. Now, you said that this place that you went to, the movie theater, had... different flavors already mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys go to the ones where, you know, just the regular popcorn, but you can
and then
add
powder?
What's your favorite flavor?
I like sour cream
and onion.
Yeah,
sour cream and onion.
Cheese, like the cheddar. Uh-huh. But I like regular popcorn. Depends too. Yeah. Like sometimes if depends on my mood, I'll put like lime in my popcorn too.
Lime?
That's such a Latino.
Yeah, lime and chili. a bunch of chili, and then you have to eat it with a spoon because it gets all soggy. It's like It depends on like what I'm feeling, but I never like sweet popcorn. Sweet popcorn, like kettle corn.
Okay. Nothing. Oh my God, Karen loves kettle corn. Yeah, I can't.
People, I can't. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, I can.
How about you, Steve? Karen.
Just plain old butter.
Just plain old butter.
Lots of butter on the popcorn. And
what about you, Zach?
Salt.
I'm good with. Well, I'm good with really anything, but I'm with Karen. I love caramel popcorn. There,
really?
Where I work. There's a little, because they have like all these, you know, little snacks, and they have this one little container where you can get kettle corn, and it's chocolate covered kettle corn popcorn.
No, I have
and
that
the
actually.
Same thing. Right now?
No, I had that like over the holidays, like some fancy popcorn thing, but just can't get into it.
Thanks
no.
for getting my help.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
All I can think about is this.
I can't get into the ones that come in like the buckets or whatever, those metal buckets for like during the holidays.
Really? I like the cheesy one.
It depends on which one it is. The cheesy one, I'm kind of like, whatever. Yeah. But I'm kind of with Steve. It's got to be like just straight butter. If I go to the movies, I got to look for, I'll put the butter in there, but then I'll also look for that ranch powder.
The movie theater that I went to today, they a couple days ago, I can't even talk. They have like five different powder flavors you can do. So there's like ranch, cheddar, jalapeno cheddar, garlic.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
If you ever go, I mean, I don't know what you guys would be, what the purpose of this would be, but if you ever go to the movie theaters in Mexico, they have like hot sauce and like lime and everything. Like, you know, like along with butter, they have like. Like all this, like
stuff.
Hispanic options for your popcorn,
like salsa.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Yeah, for real.
I've always liked it. My dad called salsa like Mexican ketchup. Oh, cool. So, now you got some popcorn facts, though, right?
Oh yeah, I do. Let me
surprise
popcorn. Love popcorn.
I can tell.
You have to search for it.
So I have some popcorn facts. And the first one is actually really cool. The oldest ears of popcorn ever found came from Mexico and are about 4,000 years old.
Wow.
But they also used to like treat corn as gold over there. Right. Like corn was gold, basically. Yeah. It was the same equivalent. So it kind of makes sense.
Because it was yellow.
Yeah. But it was they thought it was worth that much too though.
Yeah.
Or they got brainwashed into thinking it.
Mexicans.
Yeah. And those people that conquered them.
Damn Spaniards.
Yeah, them. I didn't want to single them out. America's
Oh, why not?
Americans have been popping corn since long before the first European explorers arrived, which makes popcorn one of our most popular Native American traditions.
Really?
Wow.
And then, let me see, before stoves and microwaves, hot sand was used to provide the right kind of heat to make corn kernels pop.
Hot sand?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
Old school.
Well, that's really hot.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that goes back to your day, Steve.
It sure does.
And just like today, popcorn has always served more than one purpose, including as a food source and for decorative and ceremonial purposes.
Did you guys ever do that when you were kids?
Like string
popcorn or whatever, and then put it on your Christmas tree or something?
Yeah, I would just wear and eat it.
Wear it and eat it.
Let me see. So popcorn hit a career slump when television started making their way into American homes, impacting the sale of movie tickets and the sale of popcorn, which was primarily consumed at the movies.
Right.
And thankfully,
at the movies.
Nice ad, Steve.
That's a thing. Sorry.
At the movies.
There's an echo. Wonderful.
Thankfully, our longing for popcorn was so strong that the need for an easy way to produce it at a The need for an easy way to produce it at home helped support the development of the first microwave ovens.
Oh wow!
Look at popcorn just being so.
But I remember as a kid also having like the Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, Jiffy Pop was fun. That was a fun party
because
thing.
It was like in a tin pan.
Yeah,
and then, with a tin handle, which also would get hot.
Yeah,
and then it was kind of like
the heat.
You have to rip the cardboard top off of it.
Yeah.
Right. And then underneath it, you had like aluminum foil that would slowly expand as
it
popped.
I thought it was cool how it was all twisted around. Like
a swirl.
Taken it and swirled it. and then it would unswirl and be a big balloon.
Boom. Yeah, like this big ball kind of a thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you just like slowly peel it back and see the steam come out. And God, I'm hungry. Zach, go get us some popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you grow up with Jiffy Pop Genesis or no?
No, I actually didn't, but I tried it for the first time a couple months ago.
Really?
My goddaughter slept over and we went to go buy popcorn and we're like, let's just try it out. Her and I had never tried it on the stove. Yeah, but we bought two. And even the people at the checkout were like, have you ever done this before? I'm like, no. They're like, we haven't either. I think it's more like of an older generation thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because like I didn't do it. My parents used to do it over the stove, like in a pot. But so we bought it and I ripped it wrong. So when it was expanding, it started coming out from the side and then started burning. And it caught on fire a little bit. It was bad.
Good Lord.
So then the next one, I just opened it up, like scooped all the butter and everything out, put it in a pot and just like let it do its thing. Because it didn't work out with that thing. So,
Now, what about you, Zach? Did you use the Jiffy Pop when you were a kid or no?
Oh, God, yeah. There was one time I was cooking it and that's why I kind of laughed when you said open up, let the steam out. I remember I did that once as a kid, and the steam just like burned my nose. Like it just got
that close.
I think I was like eight. I was stupid. Well, not much has changed, but
no argument here.
Nobody's defending you.
there's a certain someone out in the back that just heard that and just cracking up and just had to leave. But nothing beats microwave popcorn. Just you know, what did I used to do? Yeah. I would take Parmesan cheese and spread or put a little bit on there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, because it wasn't like you had just like powdered cheddar or anything like that to just put on. So I'm like, Parmesan cheese should work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that works too.
Okay, seriously, now we need popcorn now.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, my parents, too, before the whole Jiffy Pop thing came along, we would get, you know, popcorn in a jar, oil, and we had a special pan just for that because it all got sticky and messy or whatever, and then put the popcorn in there.
That makes the popcorn taste better when you work the pan in.
Yeah. And, oh, God, it's so good.
I have one funny story, and we can be done talking about
only
popcorn.
Only one?
No, I have a couple. So, like, this past Christmas, my brother gave me a gift, and it was this big box, right? And as soon as he handed it to me, I started screaming, like, I know what this is. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got me this. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, almost on the verge of tears.
Really?
Like, yeah, I was so excited that my brother got me what I wanted, you know? And I hadn't even opened it yet. It was just this big box. And he was like, what's going on? And it was just like me, my parents, my brothers, right? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, he got me a popcorn maker. Like, I've always wanted this. And they're like, how do you know? I'm like, I just know this is the box. Like, I just know. I'm so excited to open it. I opened it up and he got me like a spa pedicure. Like, but everyone, I was still excited about it, but like, everyone's like, you were so convinced that like that's how passionate I am about popcorn. Like I was almost crying. I was like, I can't believe I got my own popcorn maker now. Like I'm not gonna have to struggle.
When's your birthday?
September 1st. I'll probably get one before then because I've been wanting one. Because him and I had been talking about it for like a couple weeks because they were on like for Black Friday. They were like really cheap. But
I've been wanting to get one for us here.
Yeah,
but it's a miniature one that you see at the movies. So it has like that little pan in the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it has like the red and white like stripes around the top. Mm-hmm. You know,
comes with the baggies.
It looks like just like the ones you find at the movies, movie theaters, but it's on a smaller version. And it pops, and then you dip the pan, and it falls, and you scoop it or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been debating whether to
get
one of those.
I'm surprised you don't, because you have like basically a mini movie theater. Like,
yeah, I know, in the house.
I'm surprised
with,
you don't.
With the way we decorate it. Well, that's just, it's messy. That's why. So like, do I have it over there, or do I have it in the kitchen, or you know? So
I feel like there's room.
Well, there's definitely room down there for sure, but it's like, do I want to have all the oil mess?
Oh, that messy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So. That's what I was going to say. I wonder what the maintenance is to clean that thing, the upkeep. I wonder if it's like a real pain in the butt.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's definitely not one of those leave it and forget it kind of things. You have to like.
Nothing beats the microwave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Thank God for radiation.
Although I have been cooking popcorn since I was big enough to get the kitchen chair.
In the Stone Age.
Push it over to...
Roll over the rock.
Push it over to the stove, and then able to reach into the cupboard, climb up the cupboard, and get the popcorn and the oil. And I would stand on
no
the chair.
Way.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and I would
God.
Cook popcorn. I was like 4 or 5 years old.
And I just lost interest in Steve's story.
I loved it.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh, wow. One just actually popped out right now on its own.
Oh, let's do some ASMR.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay, so basically what just happened, folks, is my wife Karen just made a small bag of popcorn and now has brought it into the studio.
People are into that.
And now we're all
Phoebe used to do this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Zach. That's Sean. This is me.
This is all of us being idiots.
Enjoy. Enjoy the popcorn, everybody. The aroma. Mm. Zach's grabbing another handful.
This is, I was going to say smell-o-vision, but this is television.
This is so good right now. Why is this so good?
I know. Why is it this amazing?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'll take 20.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're eating popcorn. Thank you. Enjoy, Karen, everybody.
For your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
This is the highlight of the show.
This right? is. And we're not even done yet.
No.
Maybe not for the listeners.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Okay. If you were here, you'd be enjoying it.
Let's get that rum and coke downstairs and right. complete the party.
All right, so I got a question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And this is not to be morbid or whatever.
Oh.
But have you guys thought about what you want to do with your body when you pass away?
Every second of every day.
Do you want to be cremated or do you want to just be buried like regular?
I want to be buried like a regular.
Okay. Steve?
I want to be fed to the lions in Africa. I've always wanted that.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Zach?
I'm still trying to process the lion thing.
All right. Well, somebody came up with this new idea, and see if you guys would want to do it. Would you want your ashes pressed into a vinyl record when you die?
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about that.
So have you thought about what you want that happens when your body, when you die? Well, here's an idea. Let's say in the year 2089... Why not get your ashes turned into a hipster trend from the 2010s? According to a new survey, one out of four people under 25 years of age say they love their ashes to get pressed into a vinyl record when they die and make a prior recording so that they have something tangible for their loved ones to listen to and actually still be able to hold them in their hands. That's like an interesting concept.
I like it. But,
you know, make your own recording or whatever, and then have it pressed into a record, and then have your ashes be part of the record. You know.
I'm still eating.
I know, because Steve's
me
just
too. Still eating. Well, let's go around the room. What song would you want pressed into a vinyl record?
Well, it's not what song per se, but it's also like a recording of yourself.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's kind of, no, I don't think I like that.
Would you want to pick songs then?
No. I think if I had, okay, so if I had no choice and this is the option we had to go with.
No. I mean, you could do it different ways. So I think because they're saying that you create a recording. So when you pass away, then they make a record of the recording that you made, but then you're also pressed into the record.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I don't think I want like my voice being broadcasted and somebody like
now.
No, I just feel like I wouldn't want whoever is going to miss me to like, have to sit there and like be like, oh, I'm gonna like play her voice, like uh-huh. just like let me
while you're spinning around in a circle.
Yeah,
too.
Just like let me rest in peace and move on with your lives.
Like, I would do a voice.
Like I don't. Have you guys ever watched Black Mirror? There's like this episode of Black Mirror where somebody passes away and the girl can't let the fact that he left go. You know.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that. Like I just like you need to let it go. Like why do you want someone? I don't know.
Yeah,
that'd be a good song. Let it go.
I think, yeah.
Let it go.
Maybe that could be the song I would choose. they don't know until like I pass away and they get it and they're there like, and that's what it
See,
is.
See, it's so much funner with a song.
Okay, that'd be funny.
I know the song I would pick was "You Spin Me Around like a record, baby." Whoa, I'm getting kind of dizzy here.
This is one of those moments that Becky said were funny. I hope she chuckled right now.
She did this.
That was good.
But that would be funny, though, because you could do whatever recording you wanted, you know. And you could literally do that, Steve. You know, hey, Stop, stop. I'm getting
I'm already turning it off if he does
that. You know, that'd be funny. Or something like motivational, like, hey, like, stop doing this to yourself. Get over me.
Yeah, I'd be like,
that'd be Genesis' record, you know?
Mine would be like, hi, Mom. Listen, you need to take the trash out. It's been 5 years. I know that you're a hoarder. It's okay. You can let it go now. Then just, like, play the Let It Go song.
Oh, God, that's cool. But, you know, it's a cool idea, though.
It's creative.
All righty. Well, I got something else for you guys. The happiest countries in the world.
Definitely not us.
Yeah, we didn't even get in the top 20.
No, not the U.S.
No.
Switzerland.
We're in a different category.
Yeah.
That being said, pass the popcorn.
Switzerland actually hit number 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to their reputation?
Their candies went down. You know, that's what happened. But yeah, Switzerland was number 5. Any other guesses?
Belgium.
Not here.
Norway.
Canada.
Norway is number 2.
Ooh.
Yes, Norway is number 2. So there you go. Canada is number 7.
Woo! Lucky number 7.
7, eh?
Eight. Another moment!
I'm trying to think of...
Sweden.
Yes, Sweden is number 9.
Antarctica? Or is that continent?
No,
or country?
But you're kind of. But if you go the other way, for polar bears.
There are people that live there. They might be happy because they don't have anybody bugging them.
You know, polar bears are like the most vicious bear on the planet.
Nah, they're cute.
Yeah, they're cute for Coca-Cola commercials during Christmas.
Well, see how cute they are. They're also smart.
Oh, go to Antarctica and pet one and see what happens.
They got a good agent. All right, here we go. Number 10 is Australia, where your mom's at right now, Zach.
Actually, she came back this morning.
Okay, good for her. So, yeah. So, endless golden beaches, phenomenal year-round. Lots of weather, a lot of room, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Australians are so nice.
Yeah. Sweden is number 9. Mm-hmm. Australia's next-door neighbor, New Zealand, is number 8.
Home of the Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. Canada was number 7. The Netherlands was number 6.
I like that.
Yeah.
So live in Amsterdam and be happy.
All the time.
And smoke that ganja.
Switzerland was number 5. Iceland was number 4.
Mm-hmm. Which, not to be confused, Iceland is all green, where Greenland is all ice.
Exactly, yeah. Denmark was number 3.
Denmark, that's good. Yeah.
Number 2 was Norway.
Norway, that's my ancestry.
Me part too. Of it.
And number 1 was Finland.
Ah, that's a great way to finish. I finished that joke, didn't I?
Yeah. But you notice, though, that the majority of them are...
All white countries?
Wow.
Wasn't going to say that way, but...
Nobody in South America. Nobody in Africa.
Well, they're not happy. Have you been
nobody
there?
Nobody in Latin America.
It's hot there.
Nobody in North America, except for Canada.
Well, there's a line, apparently, at the border of people wanting to get out of South and Central and Mexico, South Central America and Mexico into our country. So, it can't be too happy down there.
Yeah, okay. But now, I was going to say more or less kind of like, what do they call it? Slavic types of countries.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say, too.
Yeah, good choice. Should I say Slavic or white? I think I'll go with white.
Screw whitey.
Most of them are also cold countries.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are. Because they do have seasons there, too, which is
They
really
probably good. Have affordable health care,
too. They do.
All of them.
They really do.
Yeah. But I'm sure the south of the border countries have better food.
Well, you know what, too? Real quick, I was talking to Django, which is Swampy's son from, you know, co-creator Fitness and Firm. Mm-hmm. And Django was talking about going, because I think his mom's from Finland, and he was born overseas also. So because of that, he has dual citizenship. So he is able to go to school in Finland if he chooses to. And actually, for him to go, it's a lot cheaper. I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000 a year to go to a credit school there that is equivalent to something here in the United States where it would run him $60,000 a year. You know, it's like, dude, yeah, go. You know, absolutely.
So cool. Oh, yeah.
Smart way to do it. So there you go. So if you want to be happy, go to Europe and be white. So according to Genesis. So.
No, I didn't see. It was an observation. Sorry.
See, this is my thing, too. Like, yeah, I'm sure those are lovely, happy countries. But how's the food? Like, when is the last time you went, God, you know, that food from Denmark was on point.
There's Denmark. Isn't Denmark like... There's Denmark.
They have white food.
Yeah, exactly.
They drink. They have vodka. Who needs to fucking eat when you have alcohol?
Yeah.
I could do that in this room. I don't need to go to Denmark for it.
Yeah. Vodka and popcorn. We're happy people.
Yeah,
is
I there got, vodka?
Yeah, I got a small thing of popcorn. I'm good to go.
Did someone say vodka?
Yeah. No, we said vodka.
I don't know what they
Ooh,
eat.
Vodka.
A lot of starch. Because they're cold all the time. They're drinking and eating potatoes.
Wow.
God, look at Genesis.
Good.
The more you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Such a relief.
It's also very happy in very limited areas in Cypress, California. We can attest to that.
Oh my god. Next week we need to do like
Steve, were you dying to say that this whole time?
Next week we need to do cities in America that are like the happiest
or the whitest.
I was gonna say or the most depressing would be funner.
Oh yeah, we can
funner?
Do that.
Wow,
more fun. Excuse me.
That's what happens when you're depressed. You forget how to spoke.
Well, you know what? Let's class this thing up because I think we need some class,
some culture,
something we like to call.
Pocket-sized cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket-sized cinema. Today's feature is entitled, simply, Walgreens. 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 We open when a man walks into CVS. No, Walgreens. And he wanders up and down almost every single aisle. The sales girl at the front notices the man checking out every aisle and decides to help the man. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy Walgreens.
Sir, do you need help looking for something?
Well, thank you there, little lady. Yeah, right now I'm looking for a box of tampons for my wife.
Oh, those are right over here on aisle 6.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
Oh, no, you've been a big help. Thank you.
About 5 minutes later, the man goes to the checkout stand where the sales girl is now back at her register. As she calls for the next customer, the man walks up to the counter and puts down a huge bag of cotton balls and a ball of string.
Hello again, sir. Did you find everything you needed?
Why, I did indeed, there, little lady. I did indeed, and thank you for your help.
Well, sir, I thought you were looking for tampons for your wife, not cotton balls and string.
Well, you see, it's like this. Yesterday, my wife went to the store. And knowing she was going to the store, I asked her if she could get me a carton of cigarettes. Instead, she came home with a tin of tobacco and some rolling paper. She said, 'cause it's so much cheaper.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, I figured if I have to roll my own, she could roll her own too.
I don't know if you saw, like, right before that started Genesis. I started getting the giggles.
I know. I have to look away.
And as soon as we started, I went, oh, God, I got to turn my mic off because I'm just going to start laughing at myself.
Oh, gosh.
You got a case of the giggles.
Oh, hey, that happens on the show. You never know. That's why we have our moments.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's news.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I got to say, sometimes the stories that we get and everything just totally write themselves.
Yes, they do.
California man, 33 years old, got caught on camera.
Of course, there's cameras everywhere.
Licking a stranger's doorbell.
I heard about this.
I saw it.
Doing what? Licking?
Don't tell me where it happened, but fuck. What was the city? It was somewhere weird. Like, of course it happened there.
Somewhere weird, like California.
Like Florida.
No, California.
Was this?
No, I know, I know. It
was
in California.
Was it in Cyprus?
It was somewhere up north.
Well, police have identified a man as Roberto Arroyo. Great.
Good job, Roberto.
Yeah.
You had one job.
Yeah,
being
normal.
Way to make us Latinos look good, dude. And so, yeah, the police have identified Roberto Arroyo, 33. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you for that, Zach.
You're welcome.
All right. And say that he spent 3 hours around the Salinas home of Sylvia and Dave Dungan. The Dungan's been out of town during a strange incident, but their children were asleep inside the family's home. Surveillance footage from the house showed the man licking the doorbell.
For like 4 hours.
Now, I have to ask something. I mean, I just have to ask something. Was he also gratifying himself in the letterbox?
Well, let's see here. The police say the man appears to have also relieved himself in the family's front yard. The suspect could be charged with two misdemeanors for petty theft and prowling. Authorities also state the man relieved himself on the after licking the doorbell, according to the video footage. All right, yeah, that's all it says. Why did they repeat it twice? I don't know.
Can you imagine explaining that to a judge?
God, licking a doorbell and peeing in somebody's yard.
If I was a judge, I would have messed with, I would have messed
but
with
I
him.
But I know he licked it for like 3 hours because they had to serve.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there licking just, and licking and licking
whole,
it
I mean,
over.
He didn't wander around, come over, wander around. He was just sitting there
on
the doorbell.
Yeah, yeah, and
going,
there's footage of this. Yeah. And I guess the guy said, the owner of the house said that they were not going to really like super press charges because he didn't like do anything.
They probably couldn't stop laughing.
Bad.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. He was like, he just couldn't believe it. It was more like, what?
I'm just wondering if the wife saw the footage. You go, honey, what? See, that's the technique I'm talking about.
I would have made popcorn. Sat and watched the security camera for 3 hours.
He had to have been on drugs, right?
I'm sure he was.
It didn't because being sober doing that.
It probably felt like a minute to him, right?
Let's ask, would you go up and lick a doorbell? Or
no, unless like you paid me money, to be honest.
I'll give you a nickel?
No.
Okay. That's it?
No, a nickel for my pickle, no.
That's what he was thinking about when he was licking it.
No. Okay, so.
Who's got the next one?
Next
that
was
I'm going to go home and lick a doorbell.
It did. It reminded me of that. Remember the guy that was using the letterbox at that home to.
Oh, yeah.
Really, he was like making love to the house.
Whacking off
in there. Yeah.
Special delivery.
They might have been related.
You never know.
Never know.
So, have you guys ever seen like odd art installations in the middle of nowhere? There's one on the drive from here to Vegas. Have you guys seen it? It's called Seven Mountains.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So, yeah. So, there's, like, pop-ups that come up every so often of, like...
There's, like, weird art.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. In the middle of nothing for, like, 2 years or whatever. So, Toto's Africa is now playing on Endless Loop in African Desert.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Africa now has Africa Always and Forever. The beloved Toto song is playing to an endless loop in the Namib Desert, thanks to the Namibian German artist Max something, who set up a sound installation in the desert that plays just Africa over and over again. And because this runs on the solar batteries, the song will keep going for all eternity.
What desert was this?
In the African desert.
This is in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the African.
So is it like playing over a radio station, or is it just playing?
No, it's just playing out in the open, and it's like. The stereo is connected to like the what's it called? Solar.
Yeah, how it's weird. Like these stands, and there's a speaker on each stand. They're all connected to an iPod, and it just loops. But it's powered through the, you know, solar powered, so it'll never die, and it's just constantly playing now.
Until the speakers get out.
Yeah, eventually.
Unless they're cheap speakers, then they'll last
forever.
They
can't be waterproof, too. Like, what if there's like a storm or like something, right?
Yeah, true, yeah.
Or an animal moves it.
Well, I saw a picture of it, and
it's
like it's nothing but like sandy, kind of like a sand dune kind of deserty area. So yeah, it's interesting though. But yeah, I saw the picture.
Just an occasional sidewinder slithering by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like I said, there's nothing but sand, so it's like the middle of these dune things, so it was weird.
I don't know if you remember this. This reminded me of something that happened here in Irvine when they first started developing the community of Northwood.
Okay.
They made a recording that played, I don't know what the radius was, but a few miles at the, it was on the Santa Ana Freeway, kind of before you get to the 55, because that's kind of Northwood is up north of that.
Okay.
And it was a, it was so cool. It was a bunch of kids doing an advertisement for the Northwood community, and they were talking about the homes and the things you could do there, and it was like really cool. Wow. And this thing played for years.
Wow.
Until it finally gave out. But it was like, they're all like, and houses start at around 300,000. That's not much, isn't it? You know, just a bunch of kids just talking about, and it was so cool.
What year was this, Steve?
This would have been in the early 80s, I believe. Trying to remember. I don't know when Northwood was founded, but
yeah,
it was like, but it was just something if you... If you tuned to the right station,
you would find that.
It would start playing when you got up to like maybe Jamboree or something, and it would play.
Interesting. I never knew that existed.
Yeah.
The other thing I remember that existed down that area was Lion Country Safari. So
yeah, they had that one too.
Yeah, that was something definitely interesting. Yeah, that's cool. Never knew about that.
Okay, everybody watches YouTube.
Of course we do,
and we all like all the. The things on YouTube that are these challenges. Boy, do we love all those challenges, like the Tide Pod Challenge.
Oh, and, God, those stupid things.
You know, a bunch of people doing dangerous pranks, like on, what's the...
Jackass. Yeah.
I was thinking assholes, but it's the
same thing.
Well, guess what? YouTube has now banned users from sharing videos of dangerous pranks on its platform.
Really?
Because of the concerns about challenges that put people's lives in jeopardy. Do we really need to be told not to do these things? And isn't it just thinning of the herd when people do them? I mean, come on. You know,
it really is. I like that thinning of the herd.
Yeah, you can't save everybody, for crying out loud. That crocodile's going to come up somewhere.
Hey,
and one of the wildebeest is going to be going, ooh, what's that?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's how
Steve
Irwin went.
Is that my head floating away? What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. The U.S.-based website, which is owned by Google.
Did not know
that. That's surprising. Updated its guidelines Tuesday and said it will not allow the upload of prank or challenge videos that can cause death and or have caused death in some instances, adding that they have no place on its site. You will not bring that stuff into our house anymore.
So basically, purpose stunts that you're trying to do or whatever.
Yeah, they cited examples like the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah.
Which, I still can't believe that you have to know not to eat that. Like, I don't understand.
But nobody was doing this. Like, I never saw a video of anybody doing this, and if there was videos, it was maybe two videos, and it was just the media being like, look at kids, dumb. There was,
you mean like blowing it out of proportion?
There was quite,
I think, it,
really?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a thing. They made it a thing. Like, so once it gets, like, more popularity, people are like, let me start doing this because they heard about it on the news. Or
well,
you know.
Things always go in stages because you always have the underground stuff or whatever, and then once it gets mainstream, then, yeah, it's going to get more popular, but... If it's already got, like, let's say 2 or 3 million hits or whatever on the underground, it's just going to skyrocket from there. So it's a matter of when does it go from underground to mainstream? You know, I think that's the key thing. Because, I think when we were, when Steve and I were kids in high school, and I don't know about you guys, but, you know, there was always the talk about smelling the markers or whatever to get high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the magic
markers. Or smelling glue or whatever, or Lysol to get high.
Or gasoline.
We didn't have internet back then. It was all word of mouth or whatever, you know.
It was something y'all did because it smelled good.
Yeah, you know, like the Ditto paper when it came back from the teacher, you know.
Was that? That's in Fast Times.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
It's a scene in Fast Times.
You know, and I mean, you have those things, but now because of the internet, it's like, yeah, you got the word of mouth. Hey, have you tried this? No. Well, let's film it and now put it on YouTube.
Because they want to go viral.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so that's crazy. That's the only thing.
Everybody's looking for that quick way to get
famous. I had a good business idea.
Which is?
You know, we could make some edibles, you know, with marijuana.
I'm with you so far.
That are flavored and look exactly like Tide Pods. Wouldn't that be cool?
Huh? Actually, I like it.
Okay. Well, it wasn't just the Tide Pod Challenge. People were also being a little more stupid. And
is it possible?
They would. I can't believe people would do this.
You can't?
They would film, and it was called the Fire Challenge, and they would film themselves. People would douse themselves with a flammable liquid and set themselves on fire.
Were they Hindu?
I don't know.
Okay.
Or hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know what's funny? The latest one has been that Bird Box Challenge. Again, if you've seen the movie Bird Box, where you... I hate that I have to explain this. It's so ridiculous that you blindfold yourself and drive and see if you can't. Because I don't want to spoil
it,
but in the movie,
that's just a bad idea right there.
In the movie, there's parts where they're driving. They can't see. They're not blindfolded, but they tape up the windows and all that, and they're driving. The proximity thing on the car lets them know if there's something in front of them. Mm-hmm. So now people are blindfolding themselves to see if they can lightly bump into something and then swerve around it. That's what I'm saying. It's just.
I read a thing where the police arrested some girl that, and they hit some cars or some people or something. It's like, how stupid do you have to be?
I'm saying there's a lot of liability. Do people not think about insurance?
No, they don't.
I'm so afraid of my insurance ever going up. You know,
No,
they don't think about it at all.
And doing that challenge might jeopardize that.
Well, yeah.
It almost kind of makes the Tide Pod challenge seem smart.
Yeah, let's get some Tide Pods.
Almost.
Let's get some Tide Pods with that popcorn.
Well, YouTube has long prohibited videos which promote harmful and dangerous activities. Right. And they routinely review and update their enforcement guidelines because they'll prohibit something people put on there anyway.
Yeah.
And until someone complains, it's there.
Yeah.
So they update their enforcement guidelines to make sure they're consistent and appropriately addressing emerging trends.
Now, I wonder, though, if they're going to go back and remove all the stuff that has been there previously, though.
Probably.
That'd be interesting to see.
Wow. That'd be boring.
I like how it's taking them this long to catch up to wanting to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe the Tide Pod thing was a little ridiculous, but not ridiculous enough.
Well, you never know. Well, that's what's news. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Alrighty. Are we ready for the game?
Yeah.
All right.
I was reading through them. I feel like they're pretty.
And now,
sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that game show that's sweeping the nation. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
You.
Okay, this is good airtime right here. Who has questions?
Question number one.
Ah.
Oh.
What sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Zach. Softball?
No.
Sean. Soccer.
Yes.
Ooh.
Take question that one, Steve.
Question number two.
I'm trying to give you guys a chance.
Yeah, right.
Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in 1773?
Come on, Steve. You were there.
It was Steve.
It was
Steve. Patrick Henry.
No.
Ah!
I like that. It was Steve.
I thought you said it was Steve.
I know. What?
It was me.
Which Patriot leader organized the
Sean.
Boston? Sean.
Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Wait, we didn't say question number three.
Yeah, because we're on question number two.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Wow.
My coffee's wearing off. Sorry.
Oh, this is going
concerned.
Great.
You're concerned? I might have you guys switch roles here.
What happened to this game?
Okay, so nobody?
No.
Steve.
Please. Steve.
Carol Channing.
No. Samuel Adams.
Oh, the beer guy.
Sam Adams.
The beer guy.
Question number three.
There it is.
In what type of restaurant would you typically find the condiment wasabi?
Sean. That would be a Japanese restaurant.
Ooh, yeah.
For
question. If you watch them make actual sushi, like in Japan, it's like it's really different because he uses his bare hands and he takes rice and then he takes wasabi and puts it on. Everything they make has wasabi on it.
Yeah, a good Japanese restaurant will do that, but a lot of people can't take it. So.
I know I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I have to mix it into my
Karen does that.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
Yeah, that's the only way. Question number four. What was the first ever series to air on the Disney Channel?
Oh, wow.
Zach? The first ever what?
Zach.
Mickey Mouse Club?
No.
The first ever
series to air on the Disney Channel.
Series.
Series. That's a good. That's a real good one.
Steve.
Gummy Bears.
No.
Sean. Hannah Montana.
No.
Well, that's the series. I mean, that could be the first series.
That was a bit later from when Disney Channel started.
I don't know.
Like 50 years later.
Steve. Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve. Mickey Mouse Club.
No, he said
I
that.
I said that.
What? Well, you know I can't hear.
But wait. But you said the first series to appear on the Disney Channel, okay?
Disney Channel.
Channel, right, which is cable.
Well, that would have been in the early...
It was called... Are we good?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good Morning, Mickey.
Oh, God, I never would have got that.
Good Morning,
this
Mickey.
This was way before my time.
I didn't even watch it during my time.
I've never heard of that.
Question number five?
Sure.
Is that a question?
Steve! Yes.
Good night, Donald.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
Zach. Finland.
In French cuisine, what is the name of the following?
Sean. Escargot. Oh,
there's a whole two other sentences after this still. I have to read.
Escargot.
I guess you're out of it for a while.
All right.
Béchamel sauce. Espagnoli sauce, hollandaise sauce, tomato sauce, and velouté sauce.
Zach. Pizza.
No.
Okay, you're going to have... May I have the question again, please?
In French cuisine, what is the name of the following? So it's the name of all of this.
All those sauces together.
Yeah. So béchamel sauce, espagnoli sauce, hollandaise sauce, tomato sauce, and... Velouté sauce. Velouté. Not that it matters what I'm pronouncing.
I have an answer based on one of the ingredients, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Steve?
I feel like you guys are never gonna.
I thought it was like, that's what the sous chef does.
But. It's mother sauces.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be like a French, obviously it's a French thing. But
well,
like,
you said holiday sauce. I thought eggs Benedict. You said holiday sauce.
You said mother sauce.
Mother sauce.
Mother sauces.
That's what the dish is called.
I've never heard of that. In all the years of watching, what's her name? Oh, and now.
Julia Child. Because she's English, not French.
Maybe that's why.
But she's in that side of the world.
It got lost in translation.
So I just looked at five mother sauces of classic cuisine. So it's like the five top sauces that they use for the main things. Uh-huh. So I feel like people know. Huh. Like if you were to be like, hey, what are the mother sauces? You name off those five sauces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. That's pretty interesting.
Well, that was a hard one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're ending the show.
Question number seven. What was the highest selling album in the 1980s in the United States?
Sean. I heard Zach first.
Zach.
You know what? I don't think it's the right. I don't think it's an album. Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Yeah, that was an album. That was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yay.
Wait, that's awesome.
The only one I'll get today.
Question number eight.
But didn't Bad outsell Thriller?
No, Thriller was number one. It was like, yeah.
But I thought Bad
because of the video and stuff. Bad and The Wall both were like right up there.
Yeah, but I thought Bad outsold Thriller, though. Huh. Anyway, all right.
How many planets in our solar system have moons?
This was asked before.
Really?
No.
I seem to remember. Maybe not.
Might be a different planet question.
How many planets have moons? Steve.
Steve.
All of them.
No.
No.
Sean.
Sean.
Five?
Close, but no.
Steve.
Steve.
Seven.
Close, too. But no.
Zach?
Come on, Zach. Say
four?
It. Oh, Zach.
No.
Sean.
Sean.
Eight?
No.
Steve.
Steve.
Six.
Yes.
Good Lord,
five,
I tried so hard. He went five. She goes close. I went seven. She's close. And then four. Yeah. Come on, Zach.
He could have said one at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we're all idiots.
Question number eight. Canada's highest mountain is located in which province or territory?
Zach?
Zach.
Vancouver?
No.
Steve?
Steve.
Alberta?
No.
I was going to say Alberta, too, so I don't.
Oh, that's where the.
I've never heard of
Quebec's
that.
A city, though, huh? It's not a province.
What are...
Sean?
Quebec's a city.
Sean?
Saskatchewan?
No. Canada's highest mountain is located in which province or territory?
Oh, no.
Yukon.
Oh, Yukon.
Yeah.
Yukon what?
You can what? Yeah.
That's
it.
What? You can what?
You can what?
You can move UConn? On to the next question.
Oh.
You can move right along off
question
that question.
Question number nine. In what year did Fidel Castro die?
Zach.
Zach.
2014? I know it was recently.
Steve.
2011.
No.
2015?
No.
Genesis, would you like to guess?
Steve.
Steve.
2017.
No, close.
Ah.
Sean.
Sean.
2000.
Come on, pick one, Sean. Pick one.
Well, I already said 16. So I said 18?
No, you didn't say 16.
I did say 16?
You said 15.
Oh, 16 then.
16. And another Canada question. Oh, wait, that's kind of giving it away, huh? You guys are prepared now. Question number 10.
Oh, my God, we finally got here. Holy shit.
How many time zones are there in Canada?
Time zones in Canada?
Oh, great. Steve. More numbers.
Steve. Well, it's a lot.
Sean after Steve.
Seven.
Close.
Eight.
No.
Damn it.
Zach.
Zach.
Six?
Yeah.
Say four. Say four.
Two, seven.
And that's news. Or whatever.
That's the game. That's the show. I just like how she looks at me. That's the.
Oh, my.
I forgot how I'm supposed to close it.
Well, who's the one who complained about us not being funny or whatever? Is it Becky or something like that?
No, for crying out loud.
Hey,
it's because we need a camera in here. We need a camera in here so they can see what we're seeing, you know?
That's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But you know what? There you go. There's a funny show for you today.
Oh, my gosh. Or would that be semi-funny?
Yeah. Oh, my. All righty. Well, the show's website, yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on Your Weekly Dose 1.
This is Steve. My Twitter is at SolaLining69.
Woo. This is Genesis. Follow me on Instagram at Luna the Virgo.
And this is Zach. I'm at ZTegen, T-E-I-G-E-N, on Instagram.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any social platform like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, I make it easy for you guys. It's simply Sean Roberts, H.C. And don't forget, next week, we are dark. There is no show next week, so sorry about that. But I'll be at the NAMM show, basically, so if you want
to
stop by,
NAMM.
Say hi.
I'll be sleeping in.
Me too.
I wish I was. But, so we'll be dark next week. But we will be coming back on February 2nd, which will be our second year anniversary.
Da 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 da.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. So, in the meantime, everybody, go out there. Blue skies today. Looks like it's Southern California. Go out there. Enjoy the day. I know I will. I'm the guy driving up to Hollywood today with my buddy Margaret Ross. So go out and have fun, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Woo. Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.